Malachim Beis Parachaf Hey Pasuk Chaf Gimel. So we only did one pasuk last time because of the great connections that Gedaliah ben Achikam has when he is now appointed to be the governor, the representative of Babylonia, who's in charge of the small remainder of the Jews still in Eretz Yisrael. Chaf Gimel Vayishmu Kol Sarei HaChayolim Hema VeHoanoshim. And so it was when all the officers of the soldiers, they and their men, heard ki hifkid melech Bavel es Gedaliahu, that the king, the emperor of Bavel, had appointed Gedaliah to be in charge, vayavo'u el Gedaliahu ha-mitzpah. So they came to Gedaliah to Mitzpah. Mitzpah, we know, is a historic place, the place called Mitzpah, in the Nach that we've seen all the way since Yehoshua was a gathering place. It was a big broad plain for everybody to be able to get together. But also, says Matsudas David, that Gedaliah made his moshav there. He settled there. Yerushalayim is completely obliterated and there's nowhere to live in Yerushalayim. It also might be symbolic to Nebuchadnezzar of a continuing rebellious spirit among the Jewish people that they want to reestablish their historic capital. Think about in our time how incredibly insane the world and the UN went when Donald Trump announced that he would put the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. How dare you? The Palestinians are still trying to keep Jerusalem divided. We have a chelek in Yerushalayim, they say, despite the fact that their claim is rather weak and not based on anything as concrete as the Jewish claim. But nevertheless, it's always been symbolic. And so Gedaliah instead is in Mitzpah. Now, in Yirmiyahu it says that Gedaliah swore to the people and to their men, saying, don't be afraid to serve the kastim. Stay in the land, serve the king of Bavel, it will be good for you. I will reside in Mitzpah to stand before the kastim that come to us. As for you, gather wine, figs, and oil, and put it into your flasks, into your jugs, and live in your cities that you have taken. So Gedaliah has told the people, you'll be fine if you just go along to get along. Not very far different advice from what Yirmiyah had told Tidkiyahu in the first place. And so it says further in Yirmiyah, so we're really looking at multiple sources to try to get the full story. All the Yehudim, the Judahites, who were in Moab and Ammon and Edom, heard that a remnant was left in Yehuda and Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shaphan was appointed governor, all of them. Yirmiyahu Mem says all of them returned to the places they had been driven out of and came to Yehuda, to Gedaliah at Mitzpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits in great abundance. So he really had an impact, and there was a feeling, we haven't lost everything. We're not permanently banned and banished from Eretz Yisrael. There's a chance, he says to them. And here in Malachim, we're seeing a different aspect, which is the military is pleased. Maybe they'll lay down their arms and they'll come back. So now, V'Yishmoel ben Nesanya, V'Yochanan ben Kareach, U'Siroya ben Tanchumes ha-Netofasi, these three men, and one more, V'Ya'azanyahu ben Hama'achasi, Hema ve'Anshehem. These four men, Yishmoel ben Nesanya, Yochanan ben Kareach, Seroya ben Tanchumes from Netofa, that's his place, and Ya'azanyahu, the son of the Ma'achasi, which is a description of the person but not his name, they and their men, Chavdalev, Vayishav Alehem Gedaliahu Anshehem, repeating what we just learned from Yirmiyah a little bit, Gedaliah swore to these men who must have been leaders of the people and to their people, Vayomer Lohem, and he says to them, Altira'u me avdei hakastim. This is a slightly different message. The one that was mentioned from Yirmiyah said, don't be afraid to serve the kastim. This one says, don't be afraid of the servants of the kastim. So there's kind of two aspects to it. On the one hand, we should serve the king of Bavel. On the other hand, the king of Bavel's representatives are not frightening to us. Shavu v'aretz, v'ivdu es melech Bavel v'yitav lochem. Dwell in the land, serve the king of Bavel, and it will be good for you. It shall be well for you. You will do well. He's offering a return to stability in Eretz Yisrael after unthinkable tragedy. He's offering the chance to repopulate the villages, the towns, the farms. Go take care of your summer fruits. Not the city of Yerushalayim. Gedalia is either very nervous and scared, or very wise to tell them, don't mount anything that looks like any kind of a threat. If we live in our own places, we don't try to reestablish the Malchus, maybe eventually, but not yet. We settle back into Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous mitzvah at all times. We were talking about King Omri some time ago in early Malachim, where he bought one city in Eretz Yisrael, Shomron, and he gets tremendous credit and was zocheh with a dynasty because of that. So Gedalia is telling them, now is the chance. But the problem is, these specific men are plotters and maybe military men who have their own ideas, and they are unhappy with the way things are, even though the chance of survival is a tremendous gift from Melech Bavel and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing this to happen.